It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Looking at the Miami Dolphins offense, Joshua Houts, the Dolphins have lacked big plays through 9 weeks, I should say. But man, is Devon Achane becoming the best running back in the NFL?
I don't know if I can say he is. I jumped that real quick. I thought you were asking me if he's the best offensive weapon we have. He has to be up there, though, as far as, you know, for so many years we saw this Christian McCaffrey, this type, this mold, this guy that could play wide receiver, could line up anywhere, and now you're seeing the same thing in a similar way with Devon Achane. I mean, this offense with guys like Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, you got Tua Tagovailoa at the helm. You know, the running back room was filled, and Devon Achane somehow has become, without question, probably the most dynamic playmaker, whether it's where Tua Tagovailoa needs to check down, whether it's when the Dolphins need a big play late in the game. I mean, his speed, his vision, the things he can do. Long story short, Jake, he's absolutely top five, right? He has to be up there. Top five. I feel like I'm being a homer now. Either way, top 10 running back and receiver, what? Top 20, 30. I mean, it's crazy. And again, wide receiver one for the Dolphins. So excited about what Devon Achane has molded into. Don't know how long it can, you know, withstand a 5'8 frame and things like that, but we've seen it now for 2 seasons and he looks pretty damn good. So what are your thoughts, Jake? Is he the best running back in football? Would you put him there?
I don't want to be like a politician. Am I backing out if I say he's the best offensive playmaker? Like, is that a scenario to be in?
A little bit, but that's why I was probably like, yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, he's absolutely – I mean, he is ours, right? At least at this part of the season. I mean, he's our best offensive weapon.
Last 3 games, starting with Buffalo, 12 carries for 63 yards and a touchdown. That's 5.3 yards per carry, plus 8 targets, 8 receptions for 58 yards and a touchdown. That, to me, man, is just so damn impressive. You have Tyreek Hill. You have Jalen Waddle. So every single pass attempt is worth so much when you can choose between all these guys. The fact you're able to complete all 8 passes is so damn impressive. And you're like, well, you only had 58 yards. That's such a bad average. The way they use Devon Achane as just a sticks move, and the way Mike McDaniel gets him the ball in space so he doesn't take as many big hits, I think is so important. Josh, I'm going to go through these 2 other stats, but after that, can you bring up the stat you have, I think, about him running up the middle? 2 weeks ago, Devon Achane, 10 carries for 97 yards, 9.7 yards per average, and then 5 receptions on 8 targets for 50 yards and a touchdown. And then 3 weeks ago, this was even before Tua was back in the lineup, 15 for 77, 5.1 yards per carry, 2 receptions for 8 yards, man. It's just, he's such a powerhouse for this offense, the Energizer Bunny, the battery, whatever you want to call it. After a couple years of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, this is the first big evolution we've seen of this Miami Dolphins offense. Devon Achane, he gives this offense so many different answers. And it just seems like the plays, like, when you consider 8 for 8 for 58 yards, man, that isn't just Tua finding him. That's play calling. That's scheme. Putting the Dolphins in a situation where it's like, call Devon Achane's number and it's going to work. That's what these numbers tell us.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess back in the day, or at least when the Dolphins were having those big plays, you know, that stuff looks sexy. You know, you were like pretty stoked for that. Now you see some of these, the way it's designed, right? You're seeing them set up screens for Devon Achane. They're seeing the way that they're getting him balls in check down situations or with a lead blocker in some of those cases. So it is, and you know, if I was playing against that, I might sit there and be like, yo, that's some cheap shit. You're always, you know, if you were playing a game of Madden, right, that you'd be so frustrated if the opponent just kept doing that. But this is the NFL, man. I do not care how you have to get those things. I think what was so cool, Jake, and the thing that really stood out to me was Achane already has 105 more receiving yards this season than last year on 13 less routes.
Oh, no.
Caught 37 of 47 catches for 302 yards, 3 touchdowns, 15 of those converted for first downs. And then he has the 420 yards on the ground. My favorite tweet that I saw, and I don't know if you follow Scott Barrett, I think he rates for fantasy points, but he said having Devon Achane in fantasy football is basically like rostering Amon-Ra St. Brown, who averages 15.9 receiving fantasy points per game, and Jordan Mason, who averages 10.8, and you're getting to start them both in one slot. So we continue to talk about how just for lack of a better word, incredible he's been. I mean, we joke that he's our Barry Sanders, our Chris Johnson, and what we've seen him become over these last few years has been absolutely that. I just love how we went from talking about him, and you corrected me for him being our wide receiver two, Jake, to now admitting that he's our, for lack of a better word, our wide receiver one. So crazy what Devon Achane has done. Has generated the fifth most receiving EPA plus 9.7 among running backs with 10 plus targets after generating negative two all of last season. So dude's playing pretty damn good football.
And with this, Josh, after generating the most rushing yards over expected per carry nearly three last season, Devon Achane has regressed back to generating negative 0.5 yards per carry this season, the third fewest among all running backs with at least 50 carries. That's a next gen stat. And Josh, I think that speaks to the Dolphins are still running Achane up the middle a little bit, and it doesn't seem to be working too much. What are your thoughts on that specific? It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean, that's the part where I think it's you'd want to work Jalen right into the situation, right? I mean, I'm okay with realizing that Devon Achane is this little body, this guy that you're giving, what, at least five touches to now in the receiving game, at least 10, in, you know, as a back in the backfield. So I'd absolutely prefer them to, if you, okay, we're going to, you know, run up the middle, run between the tackles, let's bring in Jalen Wright. But at the same time, then you're from a defensive perspective, you're sitting there and you're owning in on that. Exactly. I'd say the way to remedy that is to have both Devon Achane and Jalen Wright on the field at the same time. And, you know, with Raheem Mostert continuing to put the ball on the ground, we might see that. So I would absolutely love to see Devon Achane take a little bit less of that load. But it really does feel like once he put that that cap on, you know, Mike McDaniel's just been running him into the ground, and he's been withstanding it. So, kudos to him. He's just such a small guy. A lot of people weren't even sure where he'd end up or how he'd translate to the NFL game. And Mike McDaniel had a vision. We called him Alakazam or Kadabra in our pre-draft show. And dude's jumping out. He's really teleporting all over the damn field. And it's been so impressive to watch.
Yeah, I think that some of these runs are still necessary evils for the Dolphins. Some of the runs up the middle that get 2 yards, I don't think we can ever ask Devon Achane to break the arm tackles from defensive tackles. But just for in terms of predictability, Josh, you're so damn right that you can't just line up Jalen Wright in those scenarios and say, all right, this is a side we're going to run it. If you have Devon Achane back there, you can't let the defense know, like, all right, there's no chance you're going to run up the right up the middle, because the Dolphins have a lot of great plays. The screens, the tosses right there to Achane in the middle of the field. I think there's a lot of ways to get him the ball, but you have to still give those looks. And Josh, I think about it was a third and short against the Bills where Jalen Wright, they just ran it up the middle of Wright and he got absolutely stuffed. Bad play call. I did not like it, but I think you need to put those things on film. Like, we talk about the idea of like, so-and-so player is great when the Dolphins do this. So-and-so player is great when the Dolphins run to the outside, they throw deep, whatever it is. Like, the context of every situation is so important, and you don't reach situation Z without going through situation X and Y. So I think that's why the Dolphins are still going to run it up the middle with Achane sometimes. They're going to get beat sometimes, but you got to give those looks. You got to give that idea like, hey, this is what the offense is going to do, and that's how you confuse the defense. And Josh, when you look at Achane, especially these past 2 weeks, 16 targets. You have to think that opposing defenses and hopefully the Rams on Monday night are so focused on Achane that maybe we could see someone like Jalen Waddle get more involved. I mean, looking at his last 3 weeks, 2 targets, 2 receptions, his first touchdown of the year, a total of negative 4 yards last week against the Buffalo Bills, 6 targets against the Rams for 45 yards. He did drop 2 balls. So, man, is this how the season's going to go? Is this how the Dolphins can start to pick up steam? Everyone's saying, oh my God, we got to stop Devon Achane. Is this the time where we see Jalen Waddle go over the top rope, holding a chair, holding I don't know what, and just smack everyone over the head?
I hope so. I mean, that was the first thought. That was the first thing I want to say when you mentioned Tyreek Hill being banged up. Like, could we finally see this Jalen Waddle game? I mean, I feel like it hasn't been the same penguin we saw. He didn't even whip out the penguin last week. I think he finished what, -4 receiving yards, like you said. I had so many texts from friends blaming me for Jalen Waddle not getting like over 20 plus receiving yards. But yeah, man, you're saying that, and I'm wondering, you know, Mike McDaniel's not that much of a genius, where he's kind of setting things up where these, he wants these defenses to focus more on Devon Achane later down the road, right? I mean, because now you're getting me convinced that, you know, these defenses are going to come to these games. And while you were thinking about Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle weeks ago or at the start of the season, you're probably not, you know, you're still owning in on them. Those are still dynamic playmakers who are going to get theirs at some point, and they're going to break this entire levy open. But I think you are right where they might be coming in, putting a lot more focus on Devon Achane. That could let a Jaylen Waddle sneak out there, a Tyreek Hill, maybe Jake, setting you up for this. Could we see an Odell Beckham Jr. revenge game? This is an Odell Beckham Jr. revenge game. We also got a Jalen Ramsey revenge game. That's true. Those were the only two I looked up. Hunter Long revenge game. Is he even activated? Oh, no. Do we have to worry about Hunter Long this week?
Hunter Long. His first career touchdown. Look at that, man. It's all coming into motion. They also have Neville Gallimore. I don't know if he'll be playing this week, but he is also on the Rams. Josh, I do think Mike McDaniel's head smart. I do think when you look at Jonnu Smith over the last four games, six targets, seven targets, eight targets, and you look back to last year, how this offense just was completely figured out. That's the best way to say it. And it's because you had that stretch in the middle of the season where you're beating the Commanders 45-15. You're killing the Giants because you're doing everything with Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. I think this is the next evolution of the offense. And it just, I mean, when you look at the 2024 story, the fact that Tua was sidelined for four games is going to say so much, because I just, like, Mike McDaniel has had these conversations with the media where he says, like, yeah, we've had to talk with Tyreek. We've had to talk with Jaylen. They are frustrated, but it's about winning. It's about winning football games. And I think that's really what it boils down to, is Mike McDaniel saying, like, this is how the progression of the season is going to go. We're going to have defenses playing this way. We see the two high safety early on. We're going to get Achane involved. And as soon as they try to find ways to stop Achane, Josh, we were, you know, saying, like, oh, dinking and dunking. Like, why are we only playing like this? The Dolphins did a great job of moving the football. The thing people seem to forget is Tom Brady, and I'm not saying that anybody's Tom Brady, but his career, like, oh, way to go, Tom Brady. You dumped it off to Wes Welker. You dumped it off to Danny Amendola. You dumped it off to Julian Edelman. And what did all those dump-offs lead to? The deep bombs to Randy Moss. The situations like that we see unfold. So I think that's just so important to keep in mind the context, the ebbs and the flows of the NFL season. And, I mean, people calling for Mike McDaniel's head, and I know that's kind of calmed down in recent weeks. But you see the vision. You see how great they do at getting Jonnu Smith involved. You see the evolution of this offense. And it's just a shame at 2-6, we don't know if we're going to see the entire play really drawn out that Mike McDaniel had ready for the season.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why you can't – I mean, I feel like that is why we all kind of are in agreement that you got to stick with Mike McDaniel. Again, I don't know what you do with Chris Gray. I don't know how you patch things there, but yeah, this season did not go on the way the Dolphins expected, and they hope they can find their way to pry themselves out of this thing.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.